Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2612, The Internal Financial Struggle by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. Now let's get right to today's post and start optimizing your life. The Internal Financial Struggle by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com. From the first time I received a paycheck at the age of 16, the internal financial struggle has been a tough one. For the majority of my life, I've made the wrong decisions financially. It wasn't until my mid-20s that I started really getting more serious about my finances. Throughout this time, the very best education that I've received on my finances has been through all of my countless mistakes. The internal financial struggles. It's hard to look back some days on the choices that I made when I was younger, but I choose to for a reason. I learn the best in every area of my life when I'm faced with my failures and regret. Poor decisions and the consequences of those decisions can teach an incredible lesson. Through these experiences, I often receive a solid education on what I never want to do again. Life has a way of helping us to learn these lessons and grow if we allow ourselves to accept the truth. I could choose to blame circumstances in my past for my life and financial failures, but I don't. I'm both the one responsible for my past mistakes and the one responsible to build a better future. I've discovered that experiencing failure like I have has been the best way for me to learn. I realize that I'm not perfect and every lesson learned is one I will grow through. Don't get me wrong, I still fear failure, but my relationship with failure has changed a bit. I now have a healthier acceptance for failures and a realization that failure is not an end, but an opportunity for a new beginning. Failures in life that taught me the most. Number one, not asking enough questions while learning something new. Number two, failing to communicate when I needed more clarification for fear of looking inexperienced. In all these situations, I was. Number three, always believing that I'm expected to know everything and be perfect. I've come to realize that I'll never be perfect. In many areas of life, there will always be things that I just don't know or understand. It's in these situations that I have opportunities for growth. Poor financial decisions. Number one, not paying attention to my budget and overspending. Number two, being dishonest with myself or others about my financial situation. Number three, ignoring a financial situation until it was out of control. Number four, using student loans as additional income to live on while in college. Number five, treating credit cards as an extension of my income when I needed or wanted to finance anything. Number six, not tithing. As a Christian, tithing is one of the most important financial decisions you can make. I failed this one often and I do regret it. God has blessed me immensely and continues to, and I owe him far more than 10% of my income. Number seven, paying bills, especially medical bills, without questioning what I am paying for in advance. Number eight, doing my own taxes for years when my tax advisor was able to save us more than I ever saved not paying for one. Number nine, not starting a 401k or beginning to plan for retirement at a younger age. This list could go on and on, especially the list of my financial mistakes. The best part, however, is that each mistake has taught me a valuable lesson. I've learned to focus on the bigger picture with my finances, to consider my financial future, and to seek help from trusted sources. Seeking help from those I trust can be crucial to a better outcome when I don't know which way to proceed. Recognizing potential financial pitfalls. In the last year, I've been blessed to have experienced career growth at my job. I accepted a better paying position that has led me to some additional income, and my husband has done the same. We've also had some extra income on hand because of my student loan payments being placed on hold due to the pandemic, and also because of multiple stimulus checks. It's been great having some extra money for a change, and I feel very blessed since a lot of people have not been as fortunate. One thing that I've been very keenly aware of is my response to this income increase. I've seen my attitude and my views on my finances begin to slowly shift in a way that I told myself would never happen again. I've started to view things through a different lens, one that causes me to overspend and once again become less frugal. Becoming more aware of my spending. As a frugal woman, I'm usually aware of every dollar that comes in and goes out. When I find myself overspending or becoming lax with my finances, I try to quickly check myself so that I don't end up regretting my choices. In recognizing these behaviors and opting for better choices, I've been able to make some better choices during this time. I've chosen to intentionally save more, pay down debt, and choose the cheaper options when possible, despite the increased income. By doing this, I realize that I'm setting up my future better with each choice I make today and ensuring that my debt will be paid down much faster. Finally, more debt payoff success. Recently, my husband and I received a second stimulus check. Like many Americans, we chose to pay off more debt. We chose to use the remaining stimulus to pay off the last of our vehicle loan. What a huge relief to no longer owe anything on our vehicle, and for the first time in our lives, we have no car payment. Paying our vehicle off freed up an additional $160 a month, which we are putting to better use. We're choosing to use that to fund Roth IRAs and contribute to an account for our daughter. It might be hard sometimes to keep the internal financial struggle in check, but it is possible. If I can keep this internal financial struggle from controlling me, I know that you can also. Remember, your struggles are not the end. If you've made financial mistakes, it's not the end. Remember that every mistake has a lesson to teach, and every lesson learned leaves you wiser than before. Accept the lessons and choose to grow through these experiences. You never know, you might be able to help someone someday prevent the same costly mistakes. You just listened to the post titled The Internal Financial Struggle by Andrea Joy of SavingJoyfully.com.
And I'll be right back with my commentary. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. It's easy to beat ourselves up over past money mistakes, but remember,
most of us needed to make these mistakes in order to learn about money. Our past struggles are not meaningless. They serve a very important purpose and make it more likely that we will make better financial decisions in the future. This article also made me reflect on the idea of personal responsibility. Sometimes we find ourselves in circumstances that aren't our fault, but we still need to take responsibility and navigate them. I have a really good friend named Lynn Frere who runs the website FIHealthcare.com, which is the first crowdsourced database of healthcare options for entrepreneurs and early retirees. Lynn was always super responsible with her money and started investing at a very young age. But then in her late 20s, she was diagnosed with a brain tumor, and the resulting surgery, rehab, learning to walk again, etc., completely wiped her out financially. She lost everything. And by the way, she had health insurance, but this happened in the days before out-of-pocket maximums. Now, obviously, this horrible situation wasn't Lynn's fault. But when she talks about how she rebuilt her wealth over the next 10 years and created a work-optional lifestyle before 40 years old, I'm so blown away by her degree of personal responsibility. There's so much in life that's beyond our control. But if we can remember that we always have control and how we respond to what life throws at us, we'll be in a much better position to navigate our circumstances. And that will do it for today. Have a great day and start to your week. Thank you for listening. And I'll be back here reading to you tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.